The Nesivos here in Siman Shin Mem, as well as in Siman Ayin Beis, talks about the case of someone who borrows weapons, arms and armor, to fight off marauders or firefighting equipment to put out a fire. The Nesivos says that if there is a danger of life, iskei nefashos, then if anything happened to the equipment, the borrowed equipment, the shaul's potter, because he has two arguments. One of them has to do with mitzvah kavod. I want to focus here on the second argument. He says, "Lagarame rodif shiradif achar shiradif achar rodif shishibar kelev bein shel rodif bein shel kladim depatr." See, this brings a gemara. Someone who is chasing a rodif. The rodif is endangering someone's life. The matzil, the savior, is chasing the rodif to save the innocent person's life. And that good Samaritan, that savior, damages kelim, anybody's kelim. He is potter. Says in the Sivas, the hair too. The person putting out the fire, the person chasing away the marauders, if there's a danger of pikuach nefesh, he's going to be potter. And Sivas adds, even if he's saving his own life too, doesn't matter. As long as it's hatzalas acherim also, he says, it truly, the Gemara says, that a nirdif who saves his own life, a nirdif who's running away from the rodif and breaks kelim to save his own life, is takachayev, there's no ptur, that's because it's only his own life. And Sivas says, if he's saving if his own life as well as those of others is in danger, that's what the Nesiva says. As long as other people are in danger too, even if he's in danger also, you have the din that you have the din of the matzil, not the din of the nirdif by himself. Nesiva brings no raya to this, doesn't get into svaras. Nesiva just tells us that's his shita, that you're potter, and that there is no, you have that din that the matzil is potter. Rameir Arik in the Minchas Pitim is Masig on the Nesivos, often art, here in Shin Mem. He argues, the Nesivos just says this without any raya, that as long as other people are in danger, even if you're also in danger, you're potter. Rameir Arik says, Misvara, it's not true. He says, Tzarachian. Why? Because the Tami says that the Rodef, the Matil, is potter. The Rodef, Achar Rodef, is potter. The Gemara says, the Nesivos doesn't bring the reason. But if you look in the Gemara, the reason is, Dim Lokein, Ein Lecha, De Matil, Es Chavero. We're afraid that people will have a disincentive against engaging in Hatzalah. So the Minchas Pitim says, "Miyesh po gam ken Hatzalas atzmo lo shayachai tam v'shaper chay." As long as your life is itself is in danger, kol asher lo yitin bad nafsho. So male, there's no danger of you being lax, you being reluctant to save. So the whole thing is a takana. The takana has a specific time. The time doesn't apply. So Mamela, you are potter. Mele yachay. Mele, Chazal didn't give you the ptur. Mele Yechayez and Nesivos is Tzarachin. The truth is, the Etzim Svara of Rameir Arik goes back to the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua basically brings a raya to it from a Gemara. The Gemara Mavakama and Daf Samach, Nesivos doesn't bring this, but the Gemara and Daf Samach, one of the sugyas of Matzlas and Amon Chavero, the Gemara says that Mar Darsh and Psukim, it says that David, to get into all the Psukim, the whole sugya, it says David HaMelech had a Shaila, he had a Sanhedrin. The answer was Asur. What was the Shaila? The Gemara has a couple of Pshatim. One of the Pshatim was that David's men were chasing Plishtim. The Plishtim were hiding in fields. The fields had crops that were owned by Jews. David wanted to burn down the fields and in order to destroy the Plishtim. The Gemara has several Pshatim, what the Shaila was. One of the pshatim was gedishim de saorim de Yisrael havu. There were the fields, the crops, the piles of produce were saorim, belonged to Jews. Plishtim were hiding there. Plishtim tamru plishtim behu. Kamiboyle mal hatzas mam chavera. Can we save ourselves by destroying property that belongs to Jews, to other Jews? The answer was asur hatzas mam chavera. In principle, it's asur. Avalat melech hatzas melech paritz gedr las laderach. You have a different hatzas of melech paritz gedr. Now, a whole separate discussion for a different time, what the word Asur l'hatzlas mam chavera means. Many, perhaps most poskim, Rishonim and Achronim say Asur doesn't mean literally Asur. Asur means you can't do it with impunity, you have to do it al menas l'shalim. There is, though, a shita, not a very important, perhaps das yachid, but not mamash das yachid. There are gedolei poskim who say Asur means literally Asur. You're not allowed to do it b'chlal unless you have an intention and a realistic plan to pay. But actually, yeah, the basic answer was that it's a shayla of matzlas mamon chavero, and the answer was aser. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, why is this a shayla of matzlas mamon chavero? Why don't we have the din that the Nesivos brings? Why don't we have the takana that when Reuven is saving Shimon's life, so Reuven has a special takana that he's potter from any liability, because in Lokain he won't do it. So David's army was certainly fighting on behalf of Klal Yisrael. There were certainly Jews who were in danger from these Plishtim. They weren't fighting the Plishtim for fun. The Plishtim were a danger to Klal Yisrael. So why does the Gemara say it's a Shaila Matlas Mon Chavero and Yevachi of L'Shalem? Chalapach, maybe even Asher L'Chachila, certainly Yevachi of L'Shalem. Why don't we say Adarabba, that there's no Ptur when you save it, there's no Chiv when you're saving someone else's life? Yeshua asked this question. Yeshua was going in Tosu Shita, the whole Shalom was with the Chiv of L'Shalem. Corrected Yeshua, it was Hatzalas Kol Yisrael. So he says, why don't we have the din? It's mamish like the din of Rodif, Shirodif, Achar Rodif to save the Nirdif. This is mamish what was happening. The Plishtim were rode from of Klal Yisrael. David was being rode for Plishtim. So the Gemara says, Yepater, we want you to save it. So we want you to not to be worried about Hazekah. So Yepater, why don't we have that din? So the Pnei Yeshua answers, Hasam time amai mishum dim lokin ein lachadim shiatzal chmerim yad Rodif. Mamish the svar of Rameir Arik several hundred years earlier. The whole reason for the takana is because we're worried that you shouldn't have a disincentive against saving. Since it's true the Plishtim were a danger to all of Klal Yisrael, but they were also a danger to David and his men, so there's no worry that they would be lax in saving. They would be lax in saving people if we penalize them, if we make them chayav for the moment. Male, there's no takana. Svara of the Menachas Pitim. Now you could, l'chara b'mafakve, on technical grounds, this Pnei Yeshua, you can argue, yes, it's true the Plishtim were in danger, but a soldier who actively goes and engages in combat certainly has, he doesn't have to do that. He's armed, he can stay home, he doesn't have to worry as much, and the army is less worried than the civilian populace. But the Pnei Yeshua names on, then they would have just as much of a reason to destroy the Plishtim, so the Plishtim shouldn't mess with their families, or whatever it would be. He doesn't say families, they themselves. The Pnei Yeshua names on, this is a classic case, Cain and Nesivas, of where both you and somebody else are in danger. And Itaka says, like the Menachas Pitim, that there's no danger of him not wanting to do it, to Mela's no takana, and Mamela, so the Nesivas holds that when you and somebody else are in danger, you do have the Ptur of Rodif, Shirodif, Achra, Rodif, Lahatfel, Sanirdaf, and the Pnei Yeshua says, Adarab, you don't have the Ptur in such a case, you blibe like the Nirdaf, who's chayiv if he damages property. So we have to know how the Nesivas would deal with this Gemara. Now, there is another debatable point in this Nesivus, a second makom to be chalak on the Nesivus. This appears first in a Haggah in the Meshav of Nesivus. I'm not entirely sure if this Haggah is from the Ktos himself. I saw in my notes when I discussed this in different places, at one point I wrote this was the Maria Zenzel, who wrote some of the Haggahs and things in the Meshaviv. Other places I referred to it as the Meshaviv. I saw other Akharim referred to it as the Meshaviv. Whoever this is a Haggah in the Meshaviv. Going back in Siman Ayin Beis, it's not Meshav of Anar Siman, but going back in where the Nesiva says the same thing, back in Siman Ayin Beis, so the Nesiva again says that if you borrow someone's property to save, to put out a fire, or to fight off marauders, you're potter because of the din of Rodif, Shrodif, Achra, Rodif. So the Haggah of the Meshav says, Eino Nachon. He says, not exactly clear what he means, but he says, Eino Nachon, D'davka Hasam, the takana of the tour of the Rodif, Achra, Rodif is more limited. Dafka Hasim, he says, Kedosh Liyu Nimnon Milahatzil Kimin Shir Tzrichim L'smameya Lion B'derech. If you tell a Hatzalah driver that anything you do on the way, you're going to be chayav for it, you're going to not be able to drive properly. You're going to be cautious. You're going to be slow. You're going to be too deliberate. There's no time for that. Haste makes waste. You have to be able to just drive at top speed and not have any worries along the way. That's the Ptur that we're talking about over there. That we said, don't worry if accidents happen. You're potter from accidents. However, he says, V'gam Sham Laman Adin Takana. He says, Lishol Kalim, he says, to deliberately take Kalim and borrow them and become Mishchaya for them, that's something that the Takana doesn't cover. Doesn't really explain that well what the difference is. He just says that we're not talking about a direct Chiyuv where you're borrowing something and you expect not to pay it back. They were talking about a general Ptur that we're afraid that if things happen on the way, Derech Agav, you're going to be Potter from those things. But a direct She'ela, to be Potter from a She'ela, that you're not going to be potter, not really mazbir that well. But again, he says ein dino shel rav machaber mechuver, that he doesn't think the Nesivus is right. Now again, I'm not sure exactly what he means, but this basic point is elaborated on further by Ramosha in a much talked about tshuva. Ramosha has a very short little tshuva in the year Tufshin Yud Gimel, 53. He was writing to the Babov Rebbe, or Shlomo Halberstam of Babov, Hagayvid V'Hadmar of Babov. The shaila was that the Rebbe, during World War II, had borrowed money for the purpose of Hatzalah. He sent money to Europe. I don't know what he was doing exactly, but whatever it was, he was using money for Hatzalah purposes. After the war, the Rebbe felt that he should not be mechuyev to pay back the people he borrowed from, because, I don't know if he was masber why, but he felt that he borrowed it not for himself, he borrowed it for Hatzalah. He shouldn't be personally chayev. He was planning on paying back anyway, but he wanted to take his time and pay according to a convenient schedule. He felt a mikra. He felt everything he was doing to pay back was the mishur sadin. And mele, like as we discussed, always mele. He felt he could be flexible. He can do it in a way that was suitable for him. He felt he was not chayev mikra din. This is Chashem Mishpat Beis Simon Samach Gimel. So Ramosha told him that he's making a mistake. His whole hanacha that he's not chayev. It sounds like the Rebbe didn't even have a havmir that he was chayev. He just wanted to know. I'm not sure what the shaila was to Ramosha, but he took for granted that he wasn't chayev mikra din, or that was his argument. Ramosha says, Mechila mikvod gadlo, that's wrong. He is chayev mikra din. And he says, I, this takana, I, we have a takana that anything you do to save somebody else, you're potter. Not nageh here, he says. And he makes an argument that sounds very similar to the Meshoviv. He says, doesn't bring the Nesivis, doesn't bring the Meshoviv, doesn't bring anything. He says it's only a takana, and rak li patra mi din mazik v'rak mi hamonim bedarko. If you damage something along the way from something that's in your way, I saw Rabbi Bleich has an interesting article, or J. David Bleich on this general sugi. He talks about what would happen if there was medicine that you needed to save somebody's life that was behind a locked door, and you have to smash the door to get through it. Is that like monim bedarko, or is that like mazik mamish? Ramoshnaka says Mazik is potter from Mon and Bedarko, but to be potter from Gezel and Halva, lo tiknu. It's not Mazbi really. Again, what's the difference between Gezel and Halva versus Mazik? He throws in the line Mon and Bedarko. Structurally, it sounds like a very similar chiluk to the Meshoviv. Intuitively speaking, it's a ptura for Atala drivers who are going to sideswipe a car along the way. It's not a ptura to deliberately take somebody's money and then not pay back. And he says, Mazik also, if it's not Omdim Bedarko, he doesn't give an example, he says, if it wouldn't be Omdim Bedarko, like Rodev, which is a case of damaging things that are in your way, you're also not Patra. So again, it's a very limited heter, not really Mazber again in Lamdus, he's not Mazber clearly what the Chalukim are, but he says again, it doesn't mean that any liability that you incur in the course of Atzala, you're Patra. In your case of Adi Yechayev, and he brings a Raya, he doesn't bring the Achronim, but he brings a Raya from this Gemara in Bava Kamma. He says, the Maran Bava Kamma says that David and his men were basically chayiv, if not for the Svar of Melech Paritz Geder. See, basically, he's mechaving to the same kasha as the Pnei Yeshua. He asks, what happened to the Takana? So he says, so you see that, again, he says, I tell us Rabbim. He wasn't just saving his own skin, he was saving Klal Yisrael, he was saving Rabbim. So why is there no din of the Takana? So the Pnei Yeshua's answer was, because he himself was also in danger, so there's no worry about a disincentive. He, Vaisais, holds like the Nesivis, makes no difference if you're in danger, other people are in danger. As long as other people are also in danger, we don't care if you're in danger. So what's Taka, the Siva, for the, why Taka doesn't the Takana apply? The answer is, again, because the Takana is limited to damaging something that's in your way while you're rushing. It doesn't apply to Stam taking something, being Malve, or being Mazik, something, be a Daim. It doesn't apply. Mele told the Rebbe, all your Torah about how you want to pay back is all predicated on a misconception that you're not Chayav Mikra. And then, that's where Moshe held that the Takana does not apply. So we have here two terutzim, two mahalchim in why the takana doesn't apply in the Gemara and Bava Kamma. We have the Pnei Yeshua's reason that since he himself was in danger, there's no need for a takana. We have Ramosha, the reason, I'll be similar to the Meshav Nesivas' reason, the Hagan Meshav Nesivas, that the takana is limited to a case of Monim Bedarko, not to a Maisa Gezel or Mazik Lehed Yabiyadayim without a question of Monim Bedarko. And as Rabbi Black points out, the problem is the Nesivis doesn't hold of either of these chalukim, apparently. Because the Nesivis holds that even though you're in danger also, it doesn't make a difference. Not like the Pnei Yeshua, you still have the Takana, not like the Pnei Yeshua. Meidach Isa, he holds apparently not like Ramosha, that the Meshoviv, the Hagan, the Meshoviv is Gufa coming to be Chalik on the Nesivis, and saying it's limited to things that are ma'akev you and your Derech. But the Nesivis holds not like that. And again, Rabbi Black and others say the Nesivis apparently would hold not like Ramosha. The Nesiva seems to hold that, again, it is a, like the Baba Varebi did, it is a broad, general klal. Any liability you incur in the course of being matzal other people, and even if you're in danger too, you have a general ptur. Once you're engaged in Hatzalah, no matter what happens, you have no liability. So Reb Lech Taka Blayb Sarachian. So how does Nesivus learn the Gemara? I would say, you know, I would suggest a third mahalach, a third teretz, maybe Baal Batish, but a third mahalach in the Gemara. My father always points this out every time I discuss the sugya with him. He says, who said that takana existed in the time of David HaMelech? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara Mavakama elsewhere says it's a takana. Who knows when the takana was made? It's true, we have some takanas that go back to the Yemei Nevi'im. Shlomo was misaking certain things, but who told you that just because the takana you find in the Gemara was already true, David HaMelech? Maybe there was no takana in the time of David HaMelech. That would be a gevaldi issue for the Nesivus. The Gemara doesn't bring the takana because it wasn't around in his time. I'll call upon him. Those are basically the shittas we have here. We have the Nesivus, who seems to take the broadest view of this takana, that it always applies, even if you're in danger, even if it's direct hezek, direct sheila, you're taking something b'yadayim and you got damaged and you're not returning it. You have Ramosha, Remeir Arik, Meshov Nesivus, these other achronim, who all limit the takana in various ways. I want to shift now, discuss another topic, just comes up in the same discussion, but more negei hilcha shoel in general. Touch on what we discussed a couple of weeks ago also, the idea of Sheila B'Bailim. In the course of his discussion, Rav Bleich quotes Rav Zilberstein in his Sefer Torah Theoledes. Zilberstein talks about a case. Somebody took a car from somebody else. Not sure if the case is borrowed the car, stole the car, just without permission, but he took a car to take a yoledes or a chola to the hospital. He got into a car accident along the way. So Zilberstein says that you are potter because of this nesivus. Nesivus says that when you're engaged in hatzala, you are potter. So Rabbi Black says, Zilberstein didn't mention Ramosha or the Ramosha or the Meshoviv who limit the takana and don't accept the Nesivus. The Meshoviv Lehedi doesn't accept the Nesivus. You can argue, I guess, an accident along the way. I'm not sure what happened. A car hit you. You hit a car along the way. At least the way I understood Ramosha, Monim Bedarko. I don't know how literal that is, but one could argue that that's not Hezek B'Yadayim. You didn't take the car Lehedi and plow it into a wall. You can argue in the case of Nesivus too, that Nesivus case also wasn't Hezek B'Yadayim, it got damaged in the fire, or it got a call upon Zilberstein Nemzon for Davar Pashut, that you have the Nesivus Pshtur. Reb Bleich discusses, what about Mesa Machmas Malacha? In the case of, so basically forget the case of Hatzalah and taking someone to a hospital, what's Allah in general if someone borrows a car and gets into an accident on the road? Now, obviously, we're not talking about a case where you're at fault. If you're Pashaya, if you're Mashana, that all the poskim say, if you were Mashana, if you're Pashaya, you cannot claim a Ptur of Meis Machmas Malacha. There is a strange tshuva in the Shar Melech. Shar Melech talks about a case of a woman who borrowed a keli of cheres and trafed it up by sticking a kaf of the wrong min, either Basra and Chalav, the wrong min into the pot. So he has a number of important chakiras about whether such a case, and he can't kasher it, it's cheres. Sharmelech has a number of important chakiras about whether there's a chiyuv shoel or not. Well, one of the things he talks about is shikha, is it pshia, is it not pshia? At one point in the tshuva, he seems to be assuming that it would be pshia, and then he turns around and says, well, but there's a ptur of meis machmas malacha. Very hard to understand the shachmataria. If you're assuming this pshia, it's hard to hear how there can be a ptur of meis machmas malacha. He seems to feel that somehow anything that comes up normally when you do malacha, if shikha is normal, even if it's considered tria, maybe there is a tzad that it's considered meis machmas malacha. But I'll call upon the pashtus, certainly, of the poskim in general, is that, I haven't seen this recently, I'm just quoting from memory, the pashtus is that anything that you do that you're responsible for, that you shouldn't have done, is not meis machmas malacha. If you're speeding I'm not saying speeding at 5 miles above the speed limit would count here, but if you're going 100 miles an hour down a one-way street, down the wrong way, and you get into an accident, you're not going to call that meis machmas malacha. Anything in between, obviously, hakol afiyani and bal kol panim. So we're not talking about a case where the accident is your fault. Let's talk about the simple case where the accident is not your fault. You're stopped at a stop sign. Someone comes behind, just plows into you. Someone, you have the right of way, and someone else runs a stop sign and hits you.
Can we just go back to the Zilberstein case for a second?
Yeah.
He, over there, which chiyukim, what do you say? As in, he's saving her, he's not saving himself.
Right, so that certainly does not apply, right? That chiluk is out.
But it's also like on the way.
Right. So that's why I'm not 100% sure what we would do with that. The way the Meshaviv says it is, that in the case of the Gemara, we're afraid you'll be nimna milahatzel because it'll have to be ismameya. So that sounds like taka. That here, where if we tell you you have to worry about accidents, you'll have to drive carefully. So one could argue that that does fit into the category of the Meshaviv. Even though he says again, his contrast is not clear because when he says the flip side, he says lisha lo kalim. He says the Gemara's case was you didn't borrow anything; you just smash somebody's keli when you're running to save the guy. To borrow a keli is mamish matzel mam chavero. Again, but borrowing the keli, you didn't deliberately destroy. You didn't take the keli and take a blanket and throw it onto the fire. If you took a bucket of water to put out the fire, and while you were running to save the fire, the floor caved in under you and you fell and the keli got smashed. So again, if you tell me you have to worry about that, he'll be mismameh again. So it's hard to be madgish. I don't know how it would fit in Elfira Moshe and the Reb Leichnamzon. That what he's saying is apparently is against the Meshuv and against the Igros Moshe. He's naming on that Elfira Moshe anytime you deliberately are shoal the keli, you didn't just bump into it on the way, then you're chayev. He's naming on since he borrowed the car, he'd be chayev. Again, you can argue and say it's not telling you whether it's din she'ela or din mazik. It's telling on whether it was something that you just weren't extra careful or something that you lehedya took and destroyed. He seems to understand that the thing in the Meshaviv is it's whether you're a shoel or a mazik, and that the chiyuv is limited. Like Ramosha Taka uses language like that. Ramosha's language Taka is that the patur is only from mazik, not gezel and halva. And I guess he's naming on that a shoel who lost the shoel who got into an accident is a chiyuv shoel is like gezel and halva is not like now again in the Baba Rebbe's case. It was halva. He took the money and he deliberately spent it. You can argue that's worse. A sheila where you hoped the car would come back sound and just got swiped, you can argue it was like mazik. Reb Lach seems to be assuming, I have to read the whole article again more carefully, but he seems to be assuming that very literally that according to the Meshaviv and Reb Moshe, the patur is limited to mazik and does not apply to sheila at all. So considering the question of meis machmas halacha, so again, forgetting the case of the chol in the hospital, stama case, someone borrows a car, gets into an accident, is there a p'tur, not his fault at all, he didn't do anything wrong, is there a p'tur of meis machmas melacha? So Rav Bleich brings the machlokas Rosh and Ramah. We know the machlokas Rosh and Ramah, the Rosh brings the Ramah, that if someone borrows a behemoth to go on a derech yedua and runs into listim on the way, and the listim take the animal, so the Ramah said you're potter, and the Rosh said you're chayiv. Shulchan Aruch brings Hashol behem echaver lelach derech yiduo bowl of listin bosu aderech chayas rose bansua amenu chashuv shaper meis machas malacha. That is the Ramah, and the Ramah brings yesh chalkim bazeh lomikri machas malacha derei af below lichas aderech ifter shiavola haones kazeh efter shiavola haones kazeh. So the Ramah brings the Rosh. It's not meis machas malacha because it could have happened anyway. So in the sheet that's chalik on the Ramah. So the shach confuses things a little bit. L'chara, we have two separate hezberim for the shita that is mechayev. The shita that says not meis machas malacha. The Rosh himself says chayev because it could have happened anyway. The lashon of the Torah was Adoni Avi Harosh Zal Omer De'ein Nira. The Ramah is wrong. And here, it's not like Shunra, he says. He spends time explaining why it's not like the case of the Chatol, the Shunra. Here he says, Eina machmas malacha, sha'af below malacha, efshir shetianis menu hilkachayim. It could have happened anyway. What is the Ramah held? The Beit HaKabayah is held. The Ramah held it was less likely to happen. The Beit HaKabayah says, the Rosh is kasha, that it could have happened anyway. Ramah says, that in the city, in civilized, settled areas, there are fewer. They're not matzi at all. There are less of them. There are no chayas ro. There are fewer chayas ro's in listim. So it is time. So the whole thing is holich soviv on this question of whether it would have happened anyway or not. The shach paskins like the Ramah too. The shach also paskins that you're chayav here. Chay nearly ikker. But the reason the shach gives is a completely different reason. The shach says the yesh chalkim and the mechayavim are correct. Kamashikasiv Ramban. He brings the Ramban, the post can bring the Ramban, that what is a p'tur of meis machas malacha? So the Ramban famously explains that it's because of pshias mashal. The kasha of the Rishonim and the Achronim is, what sense is it a p'tur? You chayiv even ba'onis, even though malach mamas malihach malihasim, it's not your fault in any way. So who cares that it was machmas malacha? So the Ramban says that shol chayav bonesin v'napshi es mashal. And if it can't do the malacha, then the mashal is posheya, and therefore the shoel is not chayav. Says the shach, in the case of the listim, there was nothing wrong with the behemah. We're not talking about a case where it wasn't fast enough to escape the listim and you expected it would be. In a stomach case, so the quality of the behemah had nothing to do with the listim. There's no pshias mashal, so mela, the Ramban is a tremendous limitation on the din of meis machas malacha, and according to the Ramban, many cases that otherwise you would think kipshuto might fall into meis machas malacha are not meis machas malacha because there's no pshias mashal. So the hesber of the Ramban, Machan Ephraim really points out, other achronim, Reb Leicher, is very different from the hesber of the Rush. The Rush says yichayev because it could have happened anyway. The Ramban and achronim point out, Reb Leicher and others point out, the contemporary post can point out, it sounds like the Rush would agree that in a case where a taka couldn't have happened anyway, if the Ramai's Matzias would be right, the Bet HaKabayis' answer for the Ramai is, yeah, if the Ramai held it couldn't have happened, or it's less likely to happen anyway. If the Matzias is such a case, if the Matzias is in such a situation where it wouldn't have happened anyway, the Rush agrees in principle to the Ramai. The Shach is saying, no, the Shach is saying it has nothing to do, apparently the Shach is not Madgishis, but the Shach is saying it has nothing to do with whether it could have happened or couldn't have happened. The Shach is saying you need Pshias Mashal according to the Ramban. And once there is, as long as there's no pshias mashil, then yuchayev and lachar makes no difference whether it could have happened anywhere else or not. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we mentioned also from the Sefer Shomri Mishpat, Rav Ben Shimon, he talked about a case of someone who borrowed a gown, a garment, to wear to a party, to a wedding. At the party, something got spilled in all the, I guess, chaos and hubbub. Something got spilled. Again, assuming it wasn't her fault, there's no pshi involved. So he goes back and forth, along with other contemporary poskim, discussing whether there's a Torah of Meis Machas Malacha. So somebody wanted to medame to the Machlokas, Rosh and Ramah, like Kipshuto, the Rosh and Ramah, talking about you borrowed a behemah to go Derech Yidua, and it got damaged, stolen by Listim or Chayas. Same thing here, you borrowed a dress to go to a wedding, it got damaged at the wedding. Says Rabbi Ben Shimon, as I recall, it's not Nagei, he says, here everyone would agree, here even the Rosh would agree that it is Meis Machas Malacha. Because again, we're going here in the Mahalak, you don't need Pshias Mashal. The Rosh doesn't seem to hold any more than the Ramah that you need Pshias Mashal. The only question is, could this have happened at home? So says Rabbi Ben Shimon over there, the dress sitting in the closet would not have gotten spilled on. It doesn't happen in sitting in the closet. Other things can happen maybe, but you know, certainly less likely, and this particular type of damage would not have happened. Rabbi Black makes the same thing about the car accident. Cars don't get into accidents when they're sitting in the driveway, or much less common. Obviously, you could have a case where somebody loses control on the street, skids over on the ice and goes flying into your car in the driveway, but certainly it's much less shriach. Maybe it's a different kind of accident if it happens like that. So Mamela, so the Rosh and the Ramah don't seem to be arguing in principle. They seem to be having a narrower machlokas, but they both don't seem to go with the Ramban that it's a shaila of pshias mashil, mashenk in the shach. The shach says the ikur is like the Ramban, that the p'tur is that for meis machlokas you need pshias mashil, which is a drastic limitation on the applicability of meis machlas malach.
That was a car example. Stopped and they ran into you. Arguably, that's the same thing as losing control. I'm saying, depending on exactly if it's just they didn't see you when they were changing lanes, that's obviously totally on changing lanes and being on the road.
I mean, you want to argue that if I'm stopped and someone just was texting and didn't see, so he just ran into
the stop sign. That's one of those. Let's say he didn't see around, he wasn't watching around the curve, and that.
Then because you're here, you're saying nothing to do with on the road. This is the same. Yeah, well, Lamaisa, I mean, accidents just because the way traffic works, accidents are certainly less common when you're off the flow of traffic. So you're right. It's a kind of accident, I guess, that could happen. I'm not sure. But a stop accident.
There's certain intersections like in New York where the accidents, as there are two or three accidents, I remember in Yeshiva, that did include the cars parked on the side of the road.
I hear. So in such a case where the accident, the kind of accident was, the same thing for the parked cars. I hear. I'm not sure. Machan Ephraim, this has a yesodistic discussion of the Ptur of Meis Machmas Malacha. He begins with the Ramban. He says the Ramban is not Lekuli Alma. So the first thing he says is the Ramah. The Ramah obviously doesn't like the Ramban, the same point the Shach makes already, that the Ramah certainly can't shtim with the Ramban. Then he makes the point I just made, the other Acharna make, that even the Rosh doesn't shtim with the Ramban because the Rosh is only arguing for a zaitig, it's a narrower reason because it could have happened anyway. But the Rosh also agrees in principle, not like the Ramban. So what other mahalchim are there from Eis Machmas Malacha So the next one he brings is, he has two other mahalchim, one of which he calls the Nemuki Yosef, and one is his own. What he calls the Nemuki Yosef, it's hard to know what the Nemuki Yosef means exactly. Nemuki Yosef's language is actually very similar to the Rashba, but he calls it the Nemuki Yosef. Nemuki Yosef b'shem ha'achronim. The Nemuki Yosef says, again, he asked the Kasha of the Ramban, Meis Machas Malacha, Yichayev from Meis Shalom Machas Malacha, even Ba'onis, so why are you not Chayev Meis Machas Malacha? So he says, when you're Hishila, Lamalacha, Yoda de'efsher de'mezkach shem malacha, the mashil knew it could happen. Afilu hachi yeshila, you lent it anyway. Imkein matira lamisa, you accept the possibility, you resign yourself to the possibility that it might die, that it might al kolpanim get damaged because that's very shchiach. And then he says malikat lakula, malikat lapalga, malikat lakula, malikat lapalga, like Mar Mavakama says such a svara. And then he says hilka hamashil hu de pasha benafshe, the mashil is pasha. The last line sounds a lot like the Ramban, that we're dealing with Pshias Mashal here. The Machne Ephraim, though, does not understand it like the Ramban. Machne Ephraim actually cuts it off before, I mean, he actually brings that last line too. I'm sorry, he does say, Mashlu Pasha Benafshe, but he does not think he means what the Ramban means, in spite of that lashon about Pshias Mashal. He thinks the Nemuki Yosef means like the Ramban, that anything that happened in the course of the Malacha that wouldn't have happened otherwise is Pater. That this idea of Matira La Osamisa, Malikat Lakula, Malikat Lapalga. He actually doesn't even bring that line of Malikat Lakula, Malikat Lapalga. He just says, Kivan Sheshila Lamalacha, Yada Hamashil, De'efshir Miskach Shem Malacha, Filuach Yeshila Lo, Imke Matira Lamisa, Hilka Hamashil, De'pasha Benafshi V'chai. So he seems to understand what the Nemuki Yosef means is simply that the Mashil lent it to you knowing that something could go wrong. The Mashil therefore accepts the responsibility for that, and you're Pater. Now, it's not clear exactly what that means, because every onus you could have the same kind of svar. Any onus which is shchiach beyond a certain degree, if, you know, lightning maybe is low shchiach, but if you have a type of accident, you know, that is fairly shchiach, even if the same thing could happen in the barn when you're not doing anything, when it's asleep for the night, you can argue he knew that could happen and he gave it to you, some matir lo samisa. So I don't fully understand in this mahalach why exactly, what exactly the svar is, what is matir lo samisa.
Saying that it happened in my barn, but not in his barn.
No, let's see what happened in both barns.
And why is it matira? It can happen anyway.
I mean, that's not called matira. Matira is only something which, I mean, matira has to mean something which...
to some degree, totally on the...
That wouldn't have happened without the she'el, even if it doesn't do with the malacha. Matira means that, right, I mean, like the Ramah, that it happened as a consequence of the malacha. Hey, could be that's what he means. The Rashba's language, which seems to be somewhat what Nemuki Yosef is based on, Machne Ephraim does not bring the Rashba, but the Machne Ephraim's language is nearly the Hainu Iker Tamei Derava. What is the Svar of Meis Machas Malacha? He says, Vadai Manda Mashal Par Lachaver L'Malacha Meida Yada Davida Lachushe Bisra. He knows Avida, that's likely, it's common, it's possible for it to happen, for there to be some level of damage. The Lav Lokna Bekilsa Sheila, the Gemara's language. He doesn't set up a price schedule for the kash. The Rashba very clearly seems to be articulating a difference between the damage, the accident that actually happened, and the expected damage. The kash somehow is shchiach, and I knew about it, and I didn't charge you for it. And Mele, even on Misa, it sounds like he's saying Misa is less shchiach, but then he says, as far as malikat lapalga, kat malikat lakula, malikat lapalga, I don't fully understand what that means. But anyway, he does not say the lashon of Mashal Pasha. So Nemuki Yosef sounds like he's largely based off this Rashba, the language of Malikat Lakula, Malikat Lapalga, the lashon of Avida Lakushe, except that he throws in the last line about Mashal Pasha, which seems to be borrowed from the Ramban. I'll call upon him, the Machne Ephraim understands that Nemuki Yosef and presumably the Rashba are saying a different Malach. They're saying a Mahalach that I knew it could happen. I'm not getting into this chiluk between the Kash versus the Misa. I knew it could happen. And I lent it to you anyway. You don't need Pshias Mashal, and therefore you are Chayev. And that's as far as the Ramah. Certainly, if you want to explain the Ramah like this, so Reisinger's point, the question then is this something that wouldn't have happened had I not lent it out? So the Machne Ephraim goes on and he says, this still doesn't help for the Rosh, he says. The Rosh can't hold like the Ramban, because if he held like the Ramban, then even than even the Rosh's whole time is that it could have happened at home. So the Rosh agrees that if it couldn't have happened at home, you'd be potter. That's not like the Ramban. Meidach Kisa, the Rosh says if it could have happened at home, then it's not Meis Malchus Malchan Yechayev. Says Machlan Ephraim, no. Midachayev l'shoel b'natlu listim b'derach. The Rosh L'maisa said Yechayev in the case of listim. According to the Rosh Menukiyazi Svara, you should be potter because you have the same Svara that Yod HaMashil de'efer she'yantzu ba'osu aderach. So here I think is where Risinger's point becomes very acute. The Akarchach, you have to explain in this Rashba, there's a difference between Misa, not Machat Malach, and Machat Malach. Akarchach, the Rashba and Yosef agree that the Svara of Matira Lo'osa Misa doesn't apply when it died in bed. When the same thing could have happened at home, there's no Svara of Matira Lo'osa Misa. However you want to say the Hezber, Matira Lo'osa Misa obviously is only a Svara if it's something connected to the show, connected to the malacha. If the Rosh's whole point is that being stolen by a listim is not connected to the malacha, if the Rosh's whole taina against the Ramah is that af belo malacha efshar shetianes, the Rosh is essentially saying it's mamish like misa shelo machnas malacha, and there the Rashba certainly does not apply. So why the Machane Ephraim thinks exactly that according to the Rashba, even according to the svara of the Rosh, you should be potter on that short. Call upon that's what the Machane Ephraim holds.
Could it be based on the Berak HaBayis?
Sorry?
Could it be based on the Berak HaBayis? The Berak HaBayis' point is true in Metzias. So we know that Derech was a dangerous.
I mean, Berak HaBayis is defending the Ramah by saying that the Metzias of the Ramah is right. So you mean
the Rosh is not arguing that Metzias that it was more dangerous. He's just saying that the difference doesn't make for a difference.
I hear. So the Machane Ephraim held, even if the Rosh thinks it doesn't make for a difference, that only somehow, but once you say this. But it should be enough of a difference that the Svara of the Rashba should, Svara of the Mukiyos, should still apply.
In terms of Matira, if he let it go, so he's Matira, so then.
And so if it makes episode difference. All right, okay, maybe we could say something like that. I'll call upon him. At this point, the Machane Ephraim is not satisfied in the Rush. He doesn't really ask him about Derech Kushya, but he's not satisfied in the Rush with either the Havana of the. With either the Havana of the Ramban or the Havana of the Mukiyos. The Machane Ephraim then brings a third svara in Meis Machnas Malacha, which also I think also not really going to help for the Rush. The third svara, Tam Acher, just on his own with that. I don't even know if he pulls this into any Rishonim specifically, but he comes up with his own reason of Meis Machnas Malacha, also, which is I think a very narrow, which is a major restriction of Meis Machnas Malacha, and it works out I think in practice a lot like the Ramban. But the third reason is that, I guess what in law what they call there's an implicit warranty of fitness for purpose. That when you borrow something, there's an implicit understanding that it's going to be roi for the malacha, and your she'ela is al das kain. And if it turns out it wasn't able to do the malacha, kishemeis machnas malacha or nikasho behem machnas malacha kachash lohadra igloi mils behem azu lohai zeruil malacha have a she'ela b'tos. Di have a yad debe ashoa lohai zeruil malacha lo yashalos. He never would have borrowed it. He never would have borrowed it had he known it wasn't Roy. So Machane Ephraim also says that in his particular case, someone borrowed a sefer, the sefer got damaged during the use. So again, a case where there was no particular toast, there was no hidden flaw in the object. So then you'd be chayef. So that's how the Machane Ephraim started the piece also, by saying, according to the Ramban, he said, the way the Machane Ephraim started the whole piece by saying, according to the Ramban, nidin didan lo shayech haitaima, there's no pshias mashil, just wore out or broke when you used it. Then the Shoel's Chayiv. So what then according to his svar? So his svar also structurally is very similar to the Ramban, a drastic curtailment of the scope of Meis Machnas Malacha. It's only when there was something wrong with the Chayfetz, except the Hezber is a little bit different. The Ramban's Hezber is when there's something wrong with the Chayfetz, the Mashal is Pesheah. Machane Ephraim's svar is when there's something wrong with the Chayfetz, then the whole Shoel is Betos. I'll call upon him, he doesn't articulate this Lahedya, but again, it wouldn't help for the Rush because the same way the Rush can't shim with the Ramban, Machane Ephraim himself says, because the Rush agrees that something that couldn't happen without going on the road, the Rush would agree that you're potter, even though there's nothing wrong with the cow. The list of Mizuyan took it, there's nothing wrong with the cow. There's no toast either. There's no svar of she'ela b'toast that a list of Mizuyan came and took the cow. There was nothing in the cow that made it particularly susceptible to listims. So the Rush is not really coming out with any mahalach in the Rush. And he's claiming that we find three mahalachim, two in the Rishonim and one of his own, for Meis Machnas Malacha. The Ramban's Mahalach that is Pshias Mashil, that you need, that it's Tully on Pshias Mashil. His own Mahalach that it's together the same thing but Mitzah the Shoel, that it's Tully on She'ela B'Tos. And then the broader Mahalach of Mukiyosef and the Rashba L'Chara that it's a gather of matira lo sedavar, anything l'chalapachos, as you were saying, anything that l'chalapachos has something to do with the malacha, you could say that he was matira for that particular consequence. Now the shach, as we noted earlier, likes the Ramban. The shach says, not sure why he likes the Ramban necessarily. He thinks the Ramban is mistaver. He doesn't accept other rishonim acholik. That's actually the point I want to make now. The shach, in spite of the Rosh and the Ramah, who both seem to disagree with the Ramban, the shach likes the Ramban. And then the shach says, after he brings the Ramban, that it's totally m'shias mashil, the shach says, v'chein kasev harashba v'harivash. So he says, imkein kan shlo pasha mashil. Over here, where in the case of the listim, where there was no p'shias mashil, then avad, you're going to be chayv. And the Rosh and the Ramah are both wrong, basically. So the Rivash Taka says, lehed yalaik the Ramban, that it's totally m'shias mashil. The Rashba is far less clear. The Rashba, Mukiyos and Malach, they seem to say, it's not telling him Pshias Mashal. The Rashba doesn't say the word Pshias Mashal at all. The Rashba just says, telling him Matir Los and Misa. Matir Los and Misa sounds very much like the Ramah would be right. So what the Shach is doing exactly by lumping together the Rashba with the Ramban, A, the Svaras are different, and B, even the Din comes out being wrong. The Shach seems to think that according to the Rashba, his case would Taka be Chayah because no Pshias Mashal. Adarabba, certainly according to the Ramah, and even the Ramah's Metzius, that it's more likely to happen on the road, and even according to the Rosh, maybe, like the Machmir Ephraim says, it's hard to understand why the Shach thinks that according to the Rashba, there would, you'd be chayev in such a case, l'char, that would fit into the Rashba's broader definition of matir los and misa. The Shach doesn't seem to acknowledge that anybody disagrees with the Ramban. The Shach says that the Rashba and the Rivash are like the Ramban, and both of them constitute a refutation of the Rosh and the Ramah. The Shach Kilu doesn't know that there's any mahalak in the poskim, any like viable, serious mahalak in the poskim other than the Ramban. Again, it's hard to see what that means, how exactly he understood the Rashba. Just close with one last maramakum, the Achronim bring, that the Ktsos, back in the beginning of the Siman, the Ktsos brought a Ritva. So it's brought a ritva that was mavur, that if someone borrowed money for investment purposes and lost money, the case was right. So it's brought a ritva. About Malvin Mos, Yisomim, Karav Laschar, Barakah Lehafsik. The case was, we want to invest money on behalf of the Yisomim. We want it to be an absolute low risk. We want it to be as secure as possible an investment. So you talk about different arrangements to set it up where the risk of loss will be minimal. So the Ritva, the Chidusha Ritva, the old Ritva, whatever it is, he talks about whether we understand the particular arrangement in the Gemara as halva or as pikadon with the hasna to be like a shoel. The Nafkamina is, he says, if it's a pikadon, then if it's, as long as there's no pshia yipatri, because meis machas balachi, you make a bad investment, the money gets lost, you make bad debts, they can't be collected, as long as you did your job, then you would not, even if you were masked to be chayav like a shawl, you'd still be potter because of Mason Machas Malach. If it's a getter of halva, then he says, then you'd be chayav. So the later post can point out, this Chidushei Ritva, who says that in the case was masked Elias Kishol, basically to simplify that a shawl who borrows money, not patar halva, but patar she'ela to invest, and the money gets lost, he would have a p'tur of meis machas malacha. Obviously, there was nothing wrong with the money. The fact that your investment went bad, even if it's not a pshi on your part, there's certainly no pshias mashil, and there's certainly no toast, like the Machan Ephraim says. Im kol zeh, the Chidusha Ritva assume that you would be p'tur of meis machas malacha. That seems to be mavur, that it's not totally on pshias mashil. So not like the Ramban, and not like Machan Ephraim's far, the Shach seems to be like the only game in town, but again, you have this Chidushei Ritva, which again is like the Rosh, basically like the Rosh and the Ramah, that anything that the Gedder they're holding, whatever the Svar is, these three Rishonim seem to hold, the Rosh, the Ramah, the Chidushei Ritva, that anything that wouldn't have happened without the Sheil and the Malacha, even if there was nothing whatsoever wrong with the thing you borrowed, and nothing whatsoever, no element of Tos, Afal Bikain, if the thing happened due to the malacha, due to the sheila, then you are pater. Maybe the hesber is like Nachman Ephraim understands the Rash Mukiyasi, maybe some other hesber, but whatever it is, it's definitely not Pshias Mashil and not a svara of sheila betos.